And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Sunday. Well, the Giants lose last night to the Pittsburgh Pirates 10-2. The Pirates take the series now, and the Giants try to avoid the sweep on Sunday against this pesky Pittsburgh Pirate team. And they got some good pitching last night from Will Crow, 9 more strikeouts for him, following up on what Chad Kuhl did on Friday night. But the Pirates hit the ball 10-2 last night for the Pittsburgh Pirates as they beat the Giants with 16 hits. They lead the season series now, 4-2. And as I say, the Giants try to avoid the sweep today with lefty Alex Wood on the hill. He's won his last 3 consecutive decisions, so good for him. It's his 155th Major League start. He's 30 years old, and frankly, he's been terrific this year. Alex Wood, 8-3 with a 3.77 earned run average, a whip of 1.17. He's seen Pittsburgh earlier in the year, 6 innings, 8 hits, a run, no homers, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. On the other side of the coin, it's JT Brubaker today, 27 years old, his 27th Major League start. He's 4-9 with a 4.68 earned run average. That whip is 1.20 in July, 14 2/3 innings pitched, 18 hits, 15 runs, 6 homers, 5 walks, and 18 strikeouts. Sound familiar? Sort of like Will Crow yesterday, but boy, these Pirates, these young pitchers, when they put it together, they give the Giants a lot of trouble. Brubaker has been in 92 innings in 17 games, so about 5 a game. 19 home runs given up, so that's every 4.5, 5 innings he gives up a home run. But 93 strikeouts for him in 92 innings and 22 walks, so he's got a very good walk-to-strikeout ratio. We'll talk more about Brubaker as the show goes on, but he is someone very similar to the Pittsburgh starters that we've seen over the last couple of days. He's got good stuff. He's pretty tough that first time through the lineup, but the long ball has plagued this Pittsburgh staff, and he's got 19 in 92 innings. And when you look at who's hit him, the righties 12 and the lefties 7. So we'll see the lineup the Giants put out there today. Talking about walks and strikeouts for the Giants last night, they got 1 walk and 12 strikeouts. 5 walks, 26 strikeouts for the Giants in these first 2 games. They generally like to get about 40% of the strikeouts as walks. So right now they're under 20%, and you can tell they're just not getting on base. 147 homers for the ball club. Wade hit 1 last night. Toronto hit 5 yesterday. My God, they've got 149 now. But the Giants, with the home run from Wade, now have 8 players with 10 or more, and more coming on the way. They're going to set a team record for the most players with 10 or more. I can see that coming. The last 10 games, rather, Giants are 5-5. They're hitting only .229. But this runners in scoring position, I mentioned it with Dave yesterday, 14-77 over these 10 games. Greg Papa pointed out on the post-game show last night, last 22 games, the Giants are 11-11. So that's the beauty of a baseball season. This is what it's all about. You go back and forth for Kevin Gausman. 4 1/3 last night, 8 hits, 6 runs, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. His last 2, 7 1/3, 11 hits, 8 runs, 7 walks, 7 strikeouts, 169 pitches in 7 1/3 innings. So we'll talk more about Gausman as the show goes on today. We'll talk to the professor about him as well. So the Giants are 30-15 at home, Pittsburgh 17-34 on the road. So with the dust settling on this Sunday morning, as we love to take a good look at baseball, the Giants are 61-37. They've got 64 more games to go, and I'll say it again, it's an eternity. This is a great homestand, the 2 here with the Pirates, 1 today, 3 with the Dodgers, and 3 with Houston, so it's a good test for the ball club. The Dodgers got a big win last night, 1-0. Jansen saved it, even though he walked a batter in the 9th inning, a 1-0 game. So the Dodgers pick up a game there, 2 back with 62 to go. The Padres had a 2-1 lead in the 7th inning and let that one get away to the Marlins. They are now 58-43 with 61 to go, and they are 4.5 back of the Giants. The Reds beat the Cardinals, and I bring it up because the Reds are now 5.5 behind San Diego with 64 to go there. If you follow the A's are 2.5 up on Seattle, 3.5 up on the Yankees for that second wild card spot in the American League. Mike Talkman pitched last night. It looked like me at fantasy camp. We'll talk with a professor about that as well. Baseball today, the Dodgers take on the Rockies again. It's a great day today. John Gray, will he be traded to L.A.? Goes against Josiah Gray, and we saw him against the Giants earlier in the week. A great slider, but a straight fastball, and he got rocked for a number of home runs. So he goes today for the Dodgers. Darvish for San Diego today, undecided for the Marlins. And in that Cincinnati game, it's Oviedo for the Cardinals. We've seen him. He's a wild man. And another great day, Sonny Gray going for Cincinnati today. So that is what we got going on. So we've got a lot to do today. It's going to be an interesting game at the ballpark. We've got our original Joe's contest going on to pick the score of the game. Dinner for two at Original Joe's in Westlake, North Beach, or up at West Portal. You can tweet in your answer at Baseball Marty. And we've got a lot of guesses so far. And I know the winners we've had so far are all set up for their dinners as well. All right, JT Brubaker, Alex Wood, Giants try to avoid the sweep. More coming up, KMBR 680. The professor is coming up next, Ron Wotus, 104.5, the sports leader.